coming into the game, we said, listen, off the back of what happened last week, Ulster football can bring up a couple of surprises and throw up a couple of shocks. We've seen what Fermanagh done. Listen, you would take a victory today by a couple of points. It turned out that it was an emphatic victory. And when we hit the 25th minute, we were leading by 1-8 to no score. It was really all over, and Donegal went for the juggler early on.
Yeah, and you know, you even look at the scoreline and you're thinking 222 to 112, and that's flattering to Down if anything. Donegal have been that superior and dominant throughout the match today, so they have. Excellent performance in all areas of the pitch. They took the easy initiative early in the game, and you know, the only chance that Down had to come into this game would be to keep it tight for the first 15-20 minutes and try and work their way into it. But suddenly they find themselves 1-8 to no score down. Their mental or their resilience was broken at that stage, and what the effort or the resistance they've put up since has been token.
Another fine performance by Donegal. They've put in good performances so far against Cavan and against Derry, and let the sides, I suppose, back in slightly with scores. But was this Donegal's best performance in the championship today?
I think you'd have to say it was. You know, it's hard to find too many faults with the performance today. And as I mentioned there, you know, towards the end of the game, what was most pleasing was defensively they looked more assured today. And it's important that they will be. Now, you're looking at going into an Ulster final, you know, without Neil Magee. And, you know, you have to consider that there's a twin threat of two Quigleys and Conall Jones on the inside forward line for Fermanagh. They're four, or the three big lads, you know, and will that be a problem? Will it be something that Rory Gallagher and his team be looking at, maybe, you know, that they can, you know, punish Donegal due to their lack of physicality? I'm not saying there is a massive lack of physicality, but what Neil Magee brings to the Donegal side is that just, you know, that strength and that experience and that presence in the full back line. He's not going to be there for the Ulster final, so it may be something that the Fermanagh management will look at, that they can try and break Donegal down. But listen, Fermanagh were up watching today. They're not going to learn a whole lot about Donegal. You know, they found, you know, they saw that they were fluent. They also saw they were fluent against Cavan and Derry. Today, what was most pleasing was defensively they were more structured, and having the sweepers in place meant that all the inside ball was cut down.
But they're still managing to execute that plan that they've been working on throughout the year on the offensive side there, Brendan.
Absolutely, you know, you look at the quality that Donegal have and the ability they have to get scores from all areas of the field, and that was demonstrated today. I think 10 players ended up scoring for Donegal today, you know, and possibly more, you know. And to be able to have that in your artillery is very difficult for an opposition management team to sit down and say, okay, well, we mark him, and you still want to get 13-14 men behind the ball. So it's going to be a big ask for Fermanagh to be able to curb all them threats that come from so many different areas of the Donegal play. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks ahead. You're looking at the Ulster final, you're looking at Donegal are going to go in as strong favourites, which they have been and dealt admirably with in all games so far this year. But this is going to be different. You go into an Ulster final. Fermanagh have never won an Ulster title. They're one of two counties in the country who haven't won an Ulster title, them and Wicklow. So it's going to be a massive occasion for Fermanagh. So, you know, Donegal need to calm down, get their heads right around an Ulster final again, and it's a great opportunity. You know, if you had said to Donegal people that they had an opportunity to win an Ulster final this year without beating either Tyrone or Monaghan, you know, they'd have taken the hand off you, and that's where we're at the minute.
Is Declan Bonner of the mix right at the moment with them?
Absolutely, yeah, it would appear to be right, you know, today, you know, from all aspects of play, like, kind of thing, you know. And I think, you know, you can't underestimate the power of goalkeepers. You know, Sean Patton in the Donegal goals with his kickouts, you know, he just gives you so much options, because he can bang it down the field into the opposition half beyond their 65, or he can pick out a short. Now, big problem for Down today was, in my opinion, their kickouts. Even when they had an extra man, they seemed to struggle to get shorts away. They were banging it out the middle, where Donegal were totally dominant. Michael Murphy was out there in the first half, you know, towards the end of the first half. Hughie McFadden, Leo McLoon, all these lads were winning ball. Michael Lang and Kieran Thompson won a couple too. So Donegal look really strong around that middle third, and that's where they got their superiority.
Yeah. You may have said, Brendan, that they really haven't been tested yet, because there was no Tyrone and there was no Monaghan in the Ulster Championship. But in saying that, if they're not there, you gain confidence with victories and as you go along, and this is another big confidence booster for them.
Absolutely massive confidence booster for them. And you have to remember, like, Donegal have been relegated from Division 1 the league, and you know that could have been a worry coming into the championship, but maybe this affected their confidence after the couple of beats with Tyrone and Galway last year. But that has all been put well behind them now at that stage, because they're playing with great confidence and great fluidity. And, you know, Donegal are in a good place at the minute. The question is, they haven't really been tested. Now, you always hear, you only beat what's in front of you. Donegal have done that to a great degree and comprehensively in the three games they've played to date. So you can only do that, but tests are bigger tests lie ahead for Donegal.